Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 229. To Resemble a Goddess by J.C. Dean. Of jcdfitness.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy first day of June. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily, the podcast where I read blogs to you, just like an audiobook every weekday. And if you didn't know, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read blogs to you. There's Optimal Living Daily, where my brother reads to you posts about personal development, Optimal Finance Daily, which has some great tips to get out of debt and make more money. We have Optimal Startup Daily for entrepreneurs, freelancers, and managers, and our newest, Optimal Living Daily Relationships, covering all things relationships. So definitely check those podcasts out and show them support if you like the format of this show. And now let's hear this post from JC as we optimize your life. To Resemble a Goddess by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. To begin, this is my review of a popular fitness book, The New Rules of Lifting for Women, by Lou Schuler, with Cassandra Forsythe and workouts provided by Alwyn Cosgrove. I am a fan of Lou Schuler and really love his writing in general, whether or not if it's about fitness. The book is chock full of good information, and I cannot recommend it enough. I picked it up as a reference for helping women who are interested in strength training, and I wanted to have a source I could point them to for further study. I've always believed that women should train like their counterparts, so I believe this book is a must-read for all women interested in the fitness and strength training lifestyle. The book is comprised of 3 parts, and here are my thoughts. Part 1, Behind the Cover Lines. In the beginning, God created barbells and people. He said, "Lift them, and you will grow to be strong and beautiful." So why do I only see the guys lifting heavy stuff while the girls zip away for hours on the treadmill? Lou opens up to talk about just why a woman should lift like a man. JC actually covered the same topic in an article he wrote a few weeks ago titled, "You Don't Need to Be an Oxygen Model to Have a Body Like One." In the second chapter, The Truth About Your Muscles, Lou explains that men and women share the same exact muscle and fiber types. Anatomically, we are identical when looking at musculoskeletal makeup, but vastly different regarding hormonal profiles. The difference in hormone levels is exactly why a woman can train properly for as long as a male and never make the same amount of muscle mass gains. The testosterone that would make them huge and jacked just isn't floating around in a woman's bloodstream. Females can still build a beautiful physique with nothing but strength training. Just look at the lovely ladies in Oxygen magazine. They're surely doing something right, and I am positive that a sound strength program makes up a large part of their routine. By the time I hit the third chapter, I knew this was going to be a really good and practical read. I'm glad Lou got this pertinent issue out of the way early on. Step away from the treadmill. He goes on to explain how lots of cardio is just not a necessity when it comes to losing fat. Of course, cardio does play a role in creating a deficit sometimes, but it's definitely not the one and only way to do it. I also like the idea of cutting cardio to a minimum because it allows for optimal recovery between training sessions. It's all a matter of your goals anyhow. I could keep going, but then you wouldn't have a reason to buy the book. Part 2, You Aren't What You Don't Eat. The 4th and 5th chapters cover the common dilemmas most women face when trying to build their ideal physique. The 2 main points Lou touches on are low-calorie diets and the twisted fear of carbohydrates many in the fitness community have adopted. Many women believe that in order to keep the body fat off, they must train a lot and eat very little. This will work, and it will work very well for keeping the fat gain at bay, but it will not serve them one bit in their quest to resemble a goddess. Also worth noting, Lou and Cassandra emphasize the importance of having a balanced diet. Balance meaning micronutrient structure. Nowadays, too many are missing the forest for the trees. We all tend to get caught up in the latest and greatest diet. One day it's no carbs, the next day it's no fat, the next week it's a bananas-only diet. I was pleased to see they are not spouting off some of the boring old dogmas that have a 3-day shelf life. Follow the guidelines in the book, keep your diet balanced in terms of macros, and the rest will fall into place. The 5th and 6th chapters touch on keeping things simple whilst following the nutritional guidelines. There are also some meal plans as well, which is always nice for variety. While I do not agree with some of the ideas about meal frequency, I feel that the information presented is very good nonetheless. I really like the way they explain the difference in macros and why they are important. Cassandra presents the importance of fish oil, mono and polyunsaturated and saturated fat, unprocessed carbs, protein, and lastly, alcohol. The chapters on nutrition are easy to understand and, more importantly, easy to apply to your busy lifestyle. Part 3. Resistance is vital. Of course, this is my favorite part. Take a lady, get her doing squats, deadlifts, presses, and rows, and you create a walking Mona Lisa. The 8th chapter explains in brief that women have been doing some really silly things in the weight room and then suggests what they should be doing, like training like a man. The rest of the book focuses on the programming, routines, and different workout stages as one progresses. I was pleased to read that the full body workouts were being advocated with a full day's rest in between each bout of training. The exercise selection and pictorial examples are awesome, to say the least, and it's always useful to have a reference for what a movement is supposed to look like. So what do I think? I think the book is a must-read for any female wanting to get into strength training. The book is also very good for learning the basics of what works and what doesn't, considering all of the bad information floating around these days. You just listened to the post titled, To Resemble a Goddess, by J.C. Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And when you go looking for a resource, whether it's a fitness resource or nutrition, stress management, you name it, one of the things I recommend is you look at the person or the author's credentials. Make sure that they have some advanced degree in that specific field. So let's say you're going to buy a fitness book, a book all about fitness. Ideally, make sure that the author has like a master's of science degree in kinesiology, the study of movement, for example. Now, I will admit, this doesn't always guarantee you're going to get sound advice, and this is where your common sense will be very, very important. But hopefully, it'll mean that they're not basing all of their data on anecdotal evidence, that there's some real science and real truth behind what they're saying. Now, if the resource that you found is trying to sell you other products, be very careful. This means that they're probably going to pick and choose, what we call cherry pick, the data out there. They'll only pick those research articles that actually agree with their particular platform, with what they're trying to convince you of. And that means they'll potentially ignore all of the other research that's out there proving them wrong. And with your resources, if you encounter something that just doesn't sound right, that sounds counterintuitive, you can always do a general Google Scholar search, which is a great resource. It's free, scholar.google.com. I use it all the time. And that way you can look for yourself and see what other studies are out there. Or of course, you can always ask me during my Friday Q&A. And speaking of which, tomorrow's our Friday Q&A show, so definitely come back and listen to that. And if you like the format of this show, check out Optimal Living Daily to learn more about habit building, minimalism, mindfulness, productivity, and lots more. That's hosted by my brother. Then we have Optimal Finance Daily to learn more about personal money management in non-technical terms. And then we have Optimal Startup Daily for all things entrepreneurship and business. And finally, Optimal Living Daily Relationships for some great dating, marriage, and parenting advice. Subscribing to those shows helps this one too. It's a great way to show your support. All right, that'll do it for Thursday's episode. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I'll be answering one of your questions in the Friday Q&A episode tomorrow, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.